Well, I'll get some minor bumps and bruises. A couple of not really game time decisions. We don't think so, but you never know.
Mason tonight?
Correct.
How much better has this team played since the Columbus game, in your opinion?
Two quicker games, for sure. But that's the challenge in here on back-to-back, is to get that speed, and they'll come with that game plan of very, very quick. It's, in a lot of ways, similar to Pittsburgh, slightly different, maybe skill sets, but Columbus certainly has their own, but really aggressive on the puck, very active back end, and a skating game, a little more physical perhaps than last night's game, but be a real good test here tonight on back-to-back.
You know, at the end of the night.
What do you think Mason needs to do to bring his game up, or is it just about maybe the way the team...
We play a little better in front of him. We're going to give him that opportunity. He's made big saves in all three of his games. He's been solid. And it was a volume issue for me. He got to a point where I couldn't keep them all out, so we need a better game in front of him.
Well, at the end of the night, you're disappointed last night with the overtime loss, but you get a point to win tonight. You could go home with 3 of 4, which would be a good trip, wouldn't it?
Well, we all like to think positively. It was one of those games that looked better on video than it did behind the bench. I thought there was opportunities to finish that we didn't take, either take the shot or put it at the net, or, you know, you've got some 2-on-1 breaks, and they do as well. So both teams, I think we had 11A 5-on-5, they had 10A 5-on-5. They got a little more on their power play based on opportunities. A solid game. We'd like to move the puck a little better, and we'd like to finish a little quicker around the net, and we're going to be forced into that tonight.
What's the day like today where you don't have your club down at the rink this morning and now prepping everything kind of within 3 or 4 hours of face-off?
Well, whether we bring them to the rink or not, we still have our standard structure. We have a meeting. We do our therapy sessions, get a beat on where our guys are at. And so we'll do a couple of real quick hitters here tonight, and away we go.
Well, looking back to last night, just Connor Hellebuyck.
Yeah.
Did you like the fire that he showed after the game? He had a good game, but he was pretty angry with himself after the last goal.
Well, he's got a legitimate confidence level in his game now. He's got a real good understanding of what's happening around him. He'd like to have that one back, but overall, I mean, he's played the same game now. Every time he's been on the net, he's made big saves. Made a real good save that doesn't seem like much on Crosby on a 2-on-1 with his shoulder, you know. That's all being in the right spot. That guy is such a great shooter, and he's picking a corner. That's the technical difference in his game from a year. His angles have been great. His precision in the net has been really good. And he looks so calm, rebound control, those kind of things from just being square and solid. So, sure, I mean, nobody's in a good mood after the game. Nobody's jumping around here today because we've got a road point. The hockey part of it was even. We're happy with that. We think we could have made more in our chances. Didn't like the 3-on-3, but I'll tell you what, Patty Laine's going to try to make that pass all day long, and so is every other player in the National Hockey League. He makes that pass, and Tyler Myers is coming right down the pipe with Wheeler back door, so I got no problem with the decision. It was kind of the theme of our offensive game. We didn't get passes onto the tape or put them at the net.
Is there one thing that sticks with you from last week's game against Columbus that you'd like your club to do better tonight?
Well, we were just slow as hell, and you give Columbus credit. You know, they skate. They're a good skating team, and they're quick, and they're very direct with their game. They don't slow it down at any point in time. It's about generating as much speed, really, really aggressive on the forecheck, but not out of position to do so. They're just hard manned up on you in your own end. So a lot of simple indirects out here today, simple indirects in, and spend enough time in there and get pucks to the net. Like, you just won't have the time to slow the game down. I think that's at times where our offensive game is a little bit right now. It's get into a hole, and now we want to slow it down and make plays. Those won't be here tonight.
I know you liked the 90 minutes of Kyle Connor's game coming in from one last night. Did you think he continued that?
No, I think he was much better last night. That's his best game that I've seen him play. You know, a game like that, if he can do that every single night, I won't care whether he gets 2 points in 10 games or 7. That's a quality NHL hockey game. If you can play that hard and be on the puck, he's built better in his first full game with that line, but last night I think he was outstanding.